Okay, this is the meeting of the Emery County Local Building Authority. It's September 2nd, 2:33 p.m. Meeting in the Emery County Courthouse, 75 East Main Castledale. This is Commissioner Dennis Warwood conducting. And we'll go ahead with the agenda. So first item is discuss, approve, deny the June 2025 LBA meeting minutes.
I move that we approve the June 2025 LBA meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Kevin Jensen, seconded by Jordan Leonard. Roll call, Jensen.
Aye.
Jordan
aye.
Leonard.
Yeah, aye.
Warwood, aye. Okay, approval of any bills to be paid through the local billing authority.
I think you guys have been doing dual signatures on all of them. We just turned in the last Jones and DeMille invoice. I think overall we should have right around $10,000 left over on that project that we can use for landscaping and stuff.
Oh, landscaping. So still.
Yeah, we still have stuff we need.
It's like, man, we're ahead.
Yeah.
But overall, because we shouldn't have any more contractor or engineer.
Yeah, so this is to do with the Huntington Senior Center. Mm-hmm. All of the bills have been paid. The keys have been turned over to CERTA, who's going to manage the facility. And we're closed out with all of our contractors and engineers. Is that basically where we're at?
Yep. And then we've got a, we'll run those final invoices through CIB, and then I can touch base with them to see what's left, and that will go towards landscaping costs. And then we can close that out and be done too once we do that.
Okay, so
do we need I'll move to approve or ratify the bills that were paid.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Jensen, seconded by Leonard to ratify the bills that have already been paid. Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Warwood? Aye. Okay. Ratification of final change orders on the Huntington Senior Center project. And we've been ratifying the change orders already. So
they get presented to all of you and talked about before we send them.
So
I'd move to approve the ratification of the change orders, final change order.
I'll second.
Second. So
was the parking lot part of that one where they repainted the access?
I think everything.
Everything that they had.
Okay. Yeah. So we paid all the bills, and to do that, we had to ratify all the change orders. So,
okay.
Moved by Jensen, seconded by Leonard. Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Warwood? Aye. Discuss, approve, deny Emery County Library Board LBA project request.
Desiree, would you like to come up? So, I mentioned to Desiree back in April or so, I can't remember for sure when this was, about coming with these projects with the libraries and concerns with library projects with funding. And so I think we all got the letter from the library. And so is there any questions on that a little bit? The $137,000 is what you were requesting from us, correct, Desiree?
Yes.
So you'd match.
The grand total on what we are estimating the projects to cost is $203,000 right now, based on.
So $135,000 would be our portion of the match.
Yeah, we asked for $135,334.
Okay. And so these, what projects were these, real quick, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah. So we were talking about Huntington Library, replacing the flooring inside Huntington Library. And that would finish the ADA project. Becky can speak to this, but when we removed the front door and then put in the new flooring, it created a huge transition, and it's really hard for people who have any kind of assistive devices to actually go over it. Like, somebody has to come over and help lift and move over that.
So we were making it accessible.
And then we made it accessible. So we
accessible but hazardous.
and the flooring just even got damaged when they were tearing out that glass structure, because that's just the nature of when you remove a glass door and that kind of thing. So, and then also the windows at Huntington, when we were doing the door, they told us that we could do some things to fix their windows. which would contribute to it being more efficient long-term and help protect the building. And then also included in Huntington was a bathroom so that the whole facility would be completely accessible to all people. So that's where $77,000 of it came from. And then the remainder of that is Castledale Library. As a lot of you know, we had the issue with the mold and the damage to the subfloor and that, so we are talking about replacing the floor and including some huge chunks of subfloor. Replacing the windows at Castledale Library, which will help great with its efficiency. Adding some insulation in to the ceiling, and then doing the project with their door, which is part of the library's Transforming Communities, Accessible Small and Rural Communities grant project. So we would, the plan is to remove that second glass door like we did in Huntington, and then make the front door wider, and then also have an ADA compliant opener so people could come in. And then down you'll see we're also going to add a handrail outside to assist people coming up the ramp. And the wall repair is when they take out that second door, then the walls and all that around it are going to have to be repaired because of what it is. And then because of the damage that's already been done because of the water damage, when we do flooring removal, we're going to have to remove all the fixtures, so we're bringing the bathroom up to ADA standards as well. So we'll have two facilities which are completely accessible to all people, hopefully, at the end of these projects.
And one thing I mentioned to Desiree a little bit too is that we own these, the county owns these buildings, and then to try to keep them maintained and well maintained, just in case, Lord willing, this doesn't happen, but if we ever have to sell a building, the investment's there and it's not, you know, run down, things like that. So I want to throw that on record too, because we did discuss that when we were talking about it. Not that that's our plan, but just the other thing too is that so I visited with Brenda. Did you visit with the other?
Yes, I talked to
okay.
I talked to Dennis this morning. The first I saw of it was on the agenda Friday, so.
And yeah, we didn't have that letter very long from Desiree. It was, when was it? Last week sometime, I want to say. But a different plan would be to put this through budget and go through budget season and then have these projects done in 26 and then start in 26 with the budget in 26 and potentially using the capital, I just went blank.
Capital projects.
That was close. Capital projects fund. And so I don't know if this board, if we want to discuss that a little bit here now or not, but I potentially not use LBA, but wait till 26 and go through budget season.
Either way, it's got to be budgeted.
Yeah, it's got to be budgeted either way.
So one of the issues then is that we're trying to expend funds that were never budgeted.
Right.
So if we went through the capital improvement fund, then it would be in the NIP budget,
and it would be a lot easier to pay.
Yeah, smoother.
With these two commissioners, yeah. LBA does not have a funding source, so we quit doing projects in LBA several years ago because the mineral lease money had to then be allocated to special service districts. So we haven't done projects unless it was funded through like CIB, and then the county transferred our portion over to LBA, but it's not just like a anymore. It used to be for building projects, but we don't have a revenue source to fund it any longer.
The funding that's in there, you mentioned it's from the research center, correct? When we sold that, so that's what money is there, but there's not revenue being built. So I'm okay with waiting.
I think that's a good idea. We'll go through budget. Is there anything that we need to do before next year?
So the only thing that would be kind of pressing is that we do have that grant, but it's an April 30th deadline, so I don't think that there would be a problem with making that deadline, especially if we start, you know, putting things in place and getting ready. I don't foresee there being an issue, so I anticipate that even if we waited till 2026, we should be okay.
So then that $1 match, and that's another question with the board here. I know we can talk about it in budget meeting since we'll probably wait till then. What's our thoughts on that, on the 1-2 match?
Would it be a grant match, or would it be the...
Well, it kind of works that way, because it would be the library would be bringing that one.
They're
and
not
then,
a grant. They're not
a grant.
It's not a grant.
It's not a grant.
It's us giving them
it's not a grant. But, well, I mean, that is kind of a grant. Taxpayer money being given to a...
We're not a grant agency, sorry.
So kind of matching funds, I
matching
guess.
Matching funds.
Okay. Yeah.
Matching funds.
So what you're saying is part of the funding would come out of the regular library budget and part of it would come out of capital projects? That's how it would work?
Yeah, that's what the request boils down to.
Okay.
So are we okay with that 1-2, or what's our thoughts on that?
Is there a reason for that formula?
It was just to kind of incentivize, is what I was wondering about, to have the library have some in it, because these are big projects. The library does have a fund, but it's not, you know, huge. And so the idea was to maybe make it more appealing where Desiree's coming in with some from the library fund, and we could come in with capital, so we're using both on these building projects.
Try to leverage more dollars to get more done?
In a sense, it's all in our own budget, so we'd be taking from the county capital projects, but using the libraries.
We get to match our own.
Match our own money.
Yeah, that's good.
And the only difference would be that the library is a taxing entity, so that's why typically they're forced to use their own money for their facilities. So.
Okay. Any other comment? Looking for a motion.
So I'd motion that we discuss and do this during budget season for 26, and then have things lined up ready to go for that grant in April 30th.
I'll second.
So to clarify then, what we're talking about is not using LBA funds, but using it through the regular county
capital
budget.
Projects.
Okay. All right. A move by Jensen, seconded by Leonard. Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Warwood? Aye. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Any other business which might come before?
I just had one thing I was going to ask you guys what you thought on furnishings for the Huntington Senior Center. I reached out to a friend that works for the state to see if there had been a discussion of like commercial furniture, like it might last longer or whatever. I can't find anywhere that that's a thing when it comes to like couches and the furniture that we're talking. The state prison has a program where they build furniture and stuff, and it works like a state bid, and they have big catalogs of stuff you can order. I looked through the regular state bid contracts and I couldn't find anything. I mean, there's tons of state bid contracts for furniture type things that when you search for furniture, but I don't see couches and chairs and those type of things. I was just curious if what you thought about that option of going through the correctional facility program, seeing some of what they have, if any of you are familiar with that. I know our sheriff's office orders stuff from it, but they've never ordered furniture like couches and stuff like that. So that was just a thought that I had. So this would be not the banquet tables and that type of stuff. We already have a plan for that. This would be the area that they set up with couches and...
Like a lobby?
The little living room area. Yeah. So...
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Right. If it goes to the sheriff's office, do we get a discount?
Oh, I don't know.
You have to make sure there wasn't anybody smuggled out of the prison or that, I guess.
And I don't know if you guys had any experience with that or if you were looking at it and kind of moving that direction, or if you want us to start, we'd have to get bids.
I think that's a good, personally, that might be a good way to do it.
I mean, we could go to DI.
Yeah, we could.
Well,
we probably have commercial
furniture. I think that's what they've kind of done in the past, where they're wanting to replace the stuff that they already have, so they really just have a bunch of used, handed down
they do.
Things. So I just wondered if you want to look into that program.
We shouldn't need a ton of furniture, should we?
No. I have an email that kind of says what we were thinking, and I want to say it was like maybe a couch, a love seat, and two or three of the
chairs.
Kind of oversized chairs for kind of the back section there. So.
Well, I think prison furniture sounds good. It's not... It's not orange, is it?
It looked really nice. I just didn't know if any
black and white stripes
had any experience with it, or if anyone has experience with buying stuff from there.
They say sheriff has.
It was an option.
What
did
they
buy? State sent
us. What kind of furniture?
They buy other things. They just, when I asked about it, they said we've ordered through that program before, but not furniture. Hmm. So. I don't know.
That's where we get our license plates, isn't it?
All kinds of end tables and desks, but this is like couches and things. The ones that I've looked at look really nice. They look maybe a little bit more like what you'd see in a waiting room or something, or like out in the lobby of the church, a church. You know, they're not super comfy like you'd have at home, but they look decent. Yeah. I have no experience with it. I just wanted to throw that out there because that was one of the recommendations from the state. And it.
So just to be clear, we're kind of putting a package together, and then CERTA is going to pay for this.
Yeah, we're going to pick everything out and tell them what we want, but they're going to pay for it out of that extra program funding that is left over each year. So we are not doing the actual purchasing. We're just getting everything picked out, saying this is what we want.
I think that's plenty good. I'd say go for it.
Should we charge CERTA 5%? Admin cost. Admin fee.
All right. I don't think that item needs a motion, but all right. Anything else?
I'd move to adjourn.
Okay, we're adjourned.